Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. Today we are looking at a Netflix original show called The Crown, which is based on Queen Elizabeth II. The show is loosely based on real events. It stars Claire Foy as Queen Elizabeth, Matt Smith as Prince Philip, and John Lithgow as Winston Churchill. Foy has been in a lot of British TV series. Smith is best known for his time as Doctor Who. John Lithgow, one of the few American actors on the show, is known for being the villain in one of my favorite movies, which stars Denzel Washington in his early roles. Ricochet. He was also the villain in Shrek, so he was Lord Farquaad in Shrek. And he was also the villain in 2016's most terrible film, The Accountant. The synopsis is, the early reign of Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom is portrayed. I'm just going to give a slight overview of the show. So the show starts off with the wedding between Princess Elizabeth and Prince Philip of Greece and Denmark. They make it a point to put down Prince Philip since he's not British, also from an overthrown monarchy in Greece. Elizabeth's father, who is King George VI, who is also portrayed as Colin Firth in The King's Speech, played by the expansive Jared Harris, is the monarch of the UK at the time. King George is dying of cancer. However, all of his doctors are lying to him for some random reason. There's also issues between Winston Churchill, who is portrayed by John Lithgow, and the royal family. When George realizes that he's dying, he slowly begins to groom Elizabeth. So the show is about her rise to being queen, issues affecting the royal family, and Winston Churchill being prime minister, and that's where we'll stop. So what are your general thoughts about The Crown?
I was pleasantly surprised. I'm of the opinion now that Netflix can't do any wrong. I'll give everything they've put out there, I'll give it a chance. My opinion is that The Crown had some of the, and this is something you mentioned before, Barry, but and to us in private, but off the cast and stuff, that it's got some of the best writing. The dialogue in the show is outstanding. It's easy to follow. I don't follow the royal family that much, but I've pretty much watched a ton of these shows and movies that are about the royal family. There was a lot of little nuances in here that I'd heard about or read about in passing and about it that was kind of integrated into the show that gave it that air of believability. So same time frame, you know that there's a lot of heavy dramatization about some things, but kind of hit every beat. The relationship between Prince Philip and Elizabeth and just the kind of internal relationships. And I didn't realize how much political and just how much maneuvering was going on about it.
Let me just go ahead and say a couple things. So the first thing I wanted to say is that the show is shot well. The cinematography, the framing, the shot composition is crazy. It has good acting from the entire cast, including John Lithgow. As we talked about before, the dialogue is the best. And also, it has great set pieces. So a lot of the wardrobe, everything's authentic. The dress that Queen Elizabeth had, they had someone go design that dress based off of photos and stuff. And I want some of those suits.
That's the same thing I said. The Duke of Windsor.
Yeah.
Duke of Windsor was the uncle. He wore some kick-ass suits. And I just thought the way it was all portrayed, it was kind of like this. They didn't harp on how unprepared she was. It was kind of like, if anything, it gave me a new appreciation for the monarchy, you know, and I enjoyed it. I thought the dramatization was done extremely well.
All right. Well, one of the things I will say, because I think you started going into about how she's kind of thrusted into power, I would make this akin to working at a business, that you have someone put in a position where they have to learn quickly and also be in charge. So a lot of the shows is about dealing with office politics. And when I say office politics, I'm talking about air quotes. And
yeah, I agree on that.
You know, she's getting that internally from people in her family. She's getting that externally from Winston Churchill and people in government. So speaking of Queen Elizabeth, Claire Foy plays Queen Elizabeth. And what are your feelings about her?
A phenomenal job. The pitch of her voice was perfect. Like after the first episode, I didn't see Claire Foy, the actress. I saw Queen Elizabeth. I never met the woman. I never met Her Royal Majesty or any of that stuff, but it was pretty believable. She had this kind of wide-eyed innocence about her that was fun, but there was this steel reserve inside of that. It was kind of like she took advice, but when a decision was made and she made the decision, she expected everyone to follow it.
Yeah, and it was always her decision. I mean, she took things under counsel, but when she acted, yeah, it was like, it was me. This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm telling you to do.
So I thought Claire Foy did a fantastic job.
She is one of my MVPs for the show. Yeah, obviously the show is about her character, but the growth of the character from episode 1 to episode 10 is phenomenal. By maybe episode 6 or 7, she is who she is. There are other forces at work. I mean, the whole show is not Game of Thrones, so it's not there's a lot of backstabbing, but again, her growth from the way that the character is written from episode 1, where she's like, oh, well, I'm just getting married and I just want to exist, and then her father dying and then being put into a role where she needs to be the head of several countries, the head of the monarchy, the head of the family, and all the stuff that she has to do in order to make sure her empire runs correctly. Claire Foy just did a good job. I mean, at some point, I saw Queen Elizabeth, not Claire Foy. So, next up, we're going to talk about Prince Philip, who was played by former Doctor Who, Matt Smith. Did you watch that series of Doctor Who when he was on?
I didn't. I could never watch Doctor Who. I can't take a guy seriously who uses a sonic screwdriver. I mean, that's just that's just fucking stupid. I mean, I
all right. But do you think of Prince Philip, who is Queen Elizabeth's husband? I mean, he's also a monarch, but a very lesser monarch in the eyes of the British.
So he actually, in truth, turned out to be my favorite character. They had him played as he had this definite sense that he realized that he was just no one liked him, no one wanted him there, but he was there for the girl. In the beginning of the first episode, especially with the attitudes of the other characters and the way they talked about him, was like, this guy is out simply to get in good with the princess. That's his role. That's what he's out to do. But by the end of the series, you realize he was looking to get married. He wanted to marry this woman. He was serious about his naval career, barring any kind of machinations that he was doing in the back end, trying to get in to become a royal and whatever, or any status he had when he was a small child. It became clear, like from the outset, everyone told him that without her, you're nothing. It was like he embraced it, and then the drama around him was trying to come to terms with that. When it was just the two of them, they were a married couple.
Yeah, they were a standard husband and wife. Just your wife is Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, exactly. Your wife is the Queen of England and stuff. And this was taken from the fact that he wanted his kids having his name and, you know, changing the royal house. And that would appease his own family and show that he wasn't just some royal set piece, you know, just look good on her arm. He was exerting some form of control. And that was even as minor control as giving his children his name, a made up name. To that fact, it was something he can give them.
The British government at the time did not appreciate his family and did not appreciate his status. So they forced him to change his name to being something British because right. He's from Greece and Denmark. Would not allow his wife to take his name and would not allow the house Queen Elizabeth belongs to also bear his name. So it was just like at every point that he's like, well, this is what should happen in a normal sense. It's like, no, you were knocked down a couple of pegs.
It did everything in their power to just kind of knock him down, but it was kind of like, you know, well, I'll take it, but this is my wife, and I'm in it for the long haul, and this is my wife, and I'm just going to go for it. And he was literally supporting her. I mean, it was just like, at one moment, he's kind of doing this, and then they're knocking him down, and you're thinking, well, he's going to do something nasty to kind of take it out on her. He never took it out on her. He kind of embraces whatever roles he can get.
Well, let me just cut you off for a second. So I enjoyed his character. His acting was great, but my only issue is just the way that his character was written. Towards the end of the season, he got a little playboyish, and he got a lot weaker towards the end of the show. So early on, and maybe during the middle part of the season, he would say something poignant to the situation. Queen Elizabeth would take that under advisement and maybe act on it. And towards the end of the show, he's ignorant. He's missing out on stuff. He doesn't know what's going on. That's my only issue with his character. Otherwise, he is also somebody that I felt it was good. So let's talk about Winston Churchill, who was played by John Lithgow.
Brilliant.
At first, I was like, hold on, is that John Lithgow? I was like, I just saw you in The Accountant. You did not have that body shape in The Accountant. No. So, but go ahead and just say something else about him.
Brilliant portrayal. I loved it. Every inch of it. He had this like...
I mean, he doesn't look like Winston Churchill, but just all, his acting just made it like Winston Churchill.
His acting was phenomenal. Like in the very beginning, it's like, and I think that's the whole thing I didn't say about the show, and Barry, you mentioned it, but the progression of all the characters, everyone has some kind of development.
Yeah.
They weren't just one-offs or just something taken static from the history books. And as in, this is how this person was, and boom, it showed how these people became the way they were towards the end. I mean, Winston Churchill was one. He came in, he was the guy who won World War II for the British. He gets back his power and he's just like foaming at the bit. Like John Lithgow was amazing as Winston Churchill, and phenomenal character that as he played. I mean, he was, I didn't know how vital he would be in the crown itself. I knew he had some involvement as the prime minister in Prince Philip's and Elizabeth's wedding. I know he was the one who dead set against that marriage, and he hated Prince Philip's family, his uncle specifically, and he didn't like Prince Philip at all. You didn't see any change of heart towards the end, but what you did see was his viewpoint change for Queen Elizabeth, and it was pretty doggone good scene.
Yeah, and I will just say that his accent, completely great throughout the whole entire show, because that is something that you're against other well-trained British actors, and he's holding his own with his character and just with his poise as a person.
It was like one moment you'd have a scene where he was doing something as an old man. And Winston Churchill at this time, through this movie, he's in his like 70s late 70s, and 80s. Yeah. And so he's an elderly, he's an old man. And as with many old folks, he's, you know, his faculties are starting to deteriorate. His mind is still sharp, but his health, overall health, is degrading. And you can see him clinging to power because he just feels he can do the job as well as a younger man, and trying to maintain that vitality that he had in his youth. But it's kind of like at the end, you kind of see that this guy did so much stuff. Like, you kind of wonder what else is there left for him to do. At one moment, you think he's done and that is his hurrah. And the next, he kind of just turns it around.
What are your favorite highlights of the show?
And let me get my go back to my notes here.
Well, let me just start off while you're looking for your notes. So, episode 5, there's a dialogue about kneeling. So this is where Queen Elizabeth is going to get crowned. It's her coronation. And just that interplay between Prince Philip and Queen Elizabeth was awesome. Episode 7, there's Winston Churchill and Lord Salisbury. There's a dialogue about betrayal of trust.
The dignified and the efficient.
Yeah.
And the crown is the dignified and the government is the efficient.
And that dialogue was just well written. And also, on top of that, I was paying attention to the camera angles and framing because I like cinematography. So it was like sight lines were awesome. Everything about that was just great to me. Episode 8, there's some dialogue about sisters because eventually Princess Margaret falls in love with
Group Captain Peter Towson.
And there's a slight tryst with that. And since it's the 40s, 50s, this is like a big deal. It's a big deal about divorce. Well, he was divorced and his wife
was still alive.
Yeah, his wife was still alive. And it's like some very antiquated ways of looking at marriage that the monarchy said, these are the rules. We don't play by different rules, because if you play by different rules, you end up Duke of Windsor, wherever the hell he is.
Yeah, Duke of Windsor.
And the last one is about episode 9. It's about age and the truth. And that one was also great. So getting back to you, Keith.
So let's see. I agree with the episodes that you mentioned. However, my first episode, I would say episode 4 stood out for me. Episode 3 stood out for me with Windsor. That was when you introduced to the Duke of Windsor. There was this scene where she basically, and that was part of the scene that sold me on Claire Foy as Queen Elizabeth. I didn't think of Claire Foy, I saw Queen Elizabeth, where she kind of, at one point she was commanding as the queen, but at the same point she was this, almost she was still this innocent. And she basically, she didn't ask for it, but she made note and said, you never apologized to me. I suppose you didn't expect it. I mean, I didn't think you had to. But there it is. You never did. You never apologized for what you did to me. Act of God was the one where the London fog, the deadly London fog hit. And that was a pure Winston Churchill episode, that John Lithgow was just being Winston Churchill. And he was just, he killed it. The coronation, smoke and mirrors. And it was another a couple moments where Duke of Windsor had these nasty nicknames for his family. And he wrote a series of letters to his wife about his family, very candid letters that were very disparaging against his family. sort of at the end of it, you kind of saw that he was still a jerk, but you saw that the effects of what he did really, really affected him throughout that. Just like you said, episode 7, Churchill's trying to have a summit with the Americans about the Russians' H-bomb. Pride and Joy. It's kind of hard, but I would say the best episode was the last episode. That was Gloriana, and that sold me on. I was at that point. I was completely invested in the series. At that point, it was Margaret and Peter Townsend want to get married, and Queen Elizabeth is told that that's never going to go through Parliament. Queen Elizabeth had given her word that she would help her sister get married, like make sure it was done. They'd followed all the rules, but now she's being told that it can't be done.
Due to a technicality, someone intentionally forgot to tell her about another rule that could have saved the situation. But since so many people were against it, not just the monarchy, but people that work for the monarchy and people in government, that it did not work out the way that she had planned. So she had to tell her sister.
Elizabeth, the sister, mother, the wife, and there's Queen Elizabeth, head of the Royal Church of England, Queen of England, and the Empire.
So there's Elizabeth Regina, and then there's Queen Elizabeth. Elizabeth Regina is the daughter, the mother, the sister, and then there's Queen Elizabeth that you need to be in charge of all these countries, all these people to follow in your footsteps.
The greatest fear that the monarchy has isn't that the government will go against them. It's if the people goes against them. It's if the people and the government is more or less, and their needs and cabinet's needs are more of a, not a hindrance. It's like, they're not going to approve this. This isn't going to happen. But in turn, it's like these monarchies are overthrown by the people, not by their working governments. It's always been the people with the debt. And
Prince Philip makes a comment about having to leave Greece in a crate in the middle of the night.
Orange crate,
And he's talking about, you need to respect the people. You need to be for the people.
Because he was the one who pushed for televised coronation. And, that was one reason. Like, I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's like you needed to have people a part of it so they understand who you are and feel as if they are a part of you. So what score would you give The Crown?
I would give it an 8, only because it did leave me wanting more, and I'm not going to say that this genre piece of movie is not a series isn't my favorite in the world. So, and I can't rate it as high as Stranger Things. In terms of Netflix shows, I give it an 8. I give it an 8, and I'd recommend it to anyone who likes these types of period piece and historical dramas. There were some things that they skipped and missed that I thought, especially with Prince Philip's character, that kind of detracted it. Towards the 50s and when the period ended, Prince Philip was pretty much, he was heavily invested in the monarchy and supporting his wife. So I'm guessing they're drawing it out just to kind of make for better television. But I think they kind of did that at the expense of the character himself.
All right. So for me, I'm going to give it an 8.5. As a fan of history, as a fan of engaging drama, acting, and also cinematography, this show has it all. Those are my favorite parts about the show, which is almost the entire show. Clothing, the wardrobe is just awesome. Everything is good.
Was looking at suits today, man. I mean, I'm Duke of Windsor style, so I'm
but again, the show.
Wait, he said something. He was like, what did he say? He said a well cut suit with beautiful fabric can take you anywhere. I love it.
Pick up the suits. Time and Windsor Knot, but that's the Beast Game podcast.
Man, Windsor Knots, man.
That's the Beast Game podcast. You can find more of our podcasts at beastgame.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Twitter, and YouTube.